For almost 40 years, DR Power Equipment has been the go-to for homeowners who want professional-level outdoor power equipment. Whether you're managing acres of overgrown fields or just want to have the best lawn on the block, DR Power has everything you need to conquer your piece of the outdoors. Visit drpower.com today to learn more and shop the sale.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, TDs and senators have slammed a school book in the subject social, personal and health education used in schools, which features an anti-Irish classroom exercise depicting Irish families who play GAA, enjoy Irish music and dancing and owned a family business, only watch Irish TV, as bigoted and racist. Eric Nelligan, teacher and AIM2 education spokesperson. Eric, I have to admit, it's on the front of the Irish Daily Mail today. I actually had to check the date to make sure it wasn't April 1st. This is the text in this school book. Is it actually as it's portrayed in the Daily Mail today?
Unfortunately, you're right. The chapter in the SPHE book is entitled All Different, All Equal. So what the authors did is they portrayed two families, Family A and Family B. Family A was a traditional Irish family. Family B was a modern multicultural family. And they basically caricatured both of them. Yeah. However, unfortunately, from our point of view, and what's caused the controversy is that they caricature the Irish family as basically backward, dull, strict, inward-looking, controlling parents. Basically, like all the negative stereotypes you'd associate with 19...
Just to give people a picture, there's two illustrations. So you have the Irish family there. It's like basically all it's short of is a pig in the parlour, basically. They're all wearing Irish jumpers. They're all Irish dancing. There's farmyard animals everywhere. There's a tats roof. There's a pitchfork. And then the other family, Family B, are kind of, they're abroad. They're outside the Coliseum. They're kind of trendy. They're cool. And then the text... The Irish kids aren't allowed to play anything other than Gaelic sports. They're only allowed to watch RTE. None of that Hollywood rubbish. They're not allowed to mix with people from a different religion because they'd be a bad influence on us. Like, it's beyond, it's so offensive. It's unreal. Like, if you did that about any other race of people, there would be uproar about this.
I can sense the anger in your voice, Shane.
Sorry to cut across, and I will let you speak, Derek. Text in. As a retired teacher, I was genuinely shocked at the content of this book. Demeaning and belittling the heritage and culture of our country is not the way to promote multiculturalism. Indoctrination of the crudest and most vulgar kind. Shame on all concerned here.
Let's be honest. If this was a Hollywood film written about Ireland, we would be up in arms. So, this is one of the rare occasions when nearly all sides of the Irish political system and the people are getting behind an issue that was clearly wrong. How the writers and the authors and the editors allowed this book past their checks was outstanding. And it just shows the mentality that's out there. But you're right. They basically picked every single Irish stereotype you can and portrayed it in a negative manner.
Yeah,
but
look, that's bad enough. I'm in agreement with you. And look, by the way, there's left-wing politicians, there's politicians right of centre quoted in the piece, all saying this is ridiculous. But there is a counterview, and let me put that counterview to you. It's somebody has texted in. The picture and depiction of the Irish family is an exaggerated example designed to teach children if you remain insulated in your own tradition and culture, you miss out on the experience of learning about other people in the world. Anyone offended by this is missing the point. Even children know it's not meant to be reflective of actual Irish families. How have we turned into a nation of people who take offence at everything? How have people even time to think about these things?
There is a line that was crossed in this piece, and not only did it cross it, it went 14 miles beyond it. It was unreal. What made it worse then was the students then, not only did they have to list the positive and advantages of the different families, they had to talk about why, which family they would like to be part of, which family they felt was more inclusive, was inclusivity good or bad. So what the authors are doing here is they were stating that the Irish culture is not good. It's divisive and demeaning, and while the family, the multicultural family, with their open-mindedness and their generosity, like they went down the lines of implying that the multicultural family were generous and kind and caring, while the Irish family were strict and dull and controlling. You know, things like that.
Yeah,
if this had been written by a foreign family, if this was flipped to a foreign family, pick the negative tropes of a foreign family, there would be uproar rightly.
Eric, we'll have to leave it there. Eric Nelligan, teacher and AIM2 education spokesperson. Thank you indeed for talking to us. Ciara, I love how Ireland has become a multicultural society. I love what the new Irish bring to us. But let's not demean
1,000,000%. I mean, inclusivity is great, and it's a positive. Tolerance is great; it's a positive. But do you have to, as he was just saying there, the negative tropes about Ireland? Like if we had said about a foreign race of people or a different race of people, if we had stereotyped them in the way that this book has stereotyped Ireland,
there would be
rightly
heads would be
uproar.
Rolling.
But for some reason, this is okay. I cannot.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
DR Power Equipment is the industry leader in field and brush mowers. Their full line of machines are designed to clear acres of tough weeds, woody brush, and saplings up to 3 inches thick, hour after hour, year after year. Just one mow, and you'll agree nothing stops a DR. Visit drpower.com to learn more and shop the sale today.